Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You like to refer to yourself as a grinder.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Can you teach guys how to grind, or is that innate?
The TB12 method is more than just better training.
What kind of question is that?
This is not a good Patriots team. I've been saying it all year. I think teams can take away Brady.
How do you like being called the GOAT?
He's the LOAT.
I don't see myself in that way. That's not a value I've ever put on, you know, me playing. A lot of things that guys can do that I can't do.
Aaron Rodgers has been majestic.
Right now.
This area in general, this is like where I lost my radio virginity.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh. All right, back here at OMF. We'll get to Lombardi a little bit later on because I'm not sure he's been saying this all year long. We'll dig some old tapes out.
And I don't know about radio virginity. Are you going to miss this place? Because you've been here longer. You've been like 30 years, right? 40 years?
Yes.
40 years?
At least the last show in this building.
62 years.
I'm actually kind of happy.
You're leaving the building?
No, no. I'm happy that we're... I'm totally good with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of sick of this place.
Really?
A few concerns.
Yeah. Well, you
pissed. Boy, what's the concern?
Snowstorms.
Yeah, I guess so.
A parking lot over there.
Parking.
Restaurant downstairs. Right. The cafeteria.
Yeah.
Honor code.
Yeah.
And you bring your lunch. You bring your lunch anyways.
Yeah, we will. Right. We got a microwave.
Right. We'll all get put in together. We'll get a nice microwave.
I know. They're like $20 now.
Yeah, they're so cheap. It's like toasters, blenders, 12 printers.
Like 12 cubic feet.
DVD players.
Like, right. And printers. Printers, like, they break down every year and a half anyways. They just buy another one. It's like $30. All right.
Exactly.
So we're going right down the street. I mean, the good thing about being here is they're building a lot of stuff around here. The Bruins and
we don't ever
Celtics
use it. We don't
practice
ever go
facilities.
There. You know what it's brought?
You and I went bowling
it's
one
brought
night.
More
you
traffic.
And I went, you
no.
and I went bowling.
I'd rather be in Quincy.
There's a crossing guard.
I would too.
There's a crossing guard when we leave.
Yeah, let's go to Quincy or Braintree. No. That area.
Foxborough. There's a bunch of stuff.
I'll go to Foxborough.
I know you would.
Anything to get off 93.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Anything to get out of bed like at the last minute.
Traffic sucks. It just sucks.
So
I guess New York had major problems with traffic yesterday.
Oh, I heard Adam Schefter was in his car for 8 hours.
It took him 19 hours to get back to New York.
19 hours. Did they add time? Because it's snowing right now.
Give me a break.
Took me 2 hours last night to get home from Comcast, and it's like a 40-minute ride.
Because
20 miles an hour. Plows. I couldn't believe it. It was like 6 inches of snow up there.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Took forever. And, of course, the first snow, that's when people panic.
Yeah.
They're not ready for it mentally.
See, here's the thing.
They're not prepared for it.
But if you've been on this planet and lived in this
area. The first snowfall, people aren't ready for it. I think it might have caught some towns by surprise. But still, they're not ready. They think they can just go flying by everybody, and next thing you know, they're in the gutter. And
see,
you're looking and going, how the hell did you end up way over there?
See, I can understand, like, people in California, they don't know how to drive in the rain. Southern California.
They don't know how to drive in the rain here. It rains here. People lose their mind.
But that's fine. Okay, so rain, whatever. But snow? Like, you should know how to drive in the snow.
Yeah, it's called slow.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
I mean,
find some tower tracks in the highway and just chill.
So you should never have an excuse like, why'd you crash? I was going too fast. Where were you born? I'm Framingham. So you've been dealing with this your whole life? Are your parents getting wrecks?
So was today a problem? Because the Celtics have sent out a warning to all their fans. Make sure you show up early tonight. Are they doing like a retirement ceremony or something? Or
Whose number is getting retired? Jaylen Brown? Are they retiring Jaylen Brown's number?
So get this. This is your headline today.
What?
Right?
What'd they do now?
Golden State Warriors got blown out last night in Houston. Right. So suddenly Houston, that is jettisoned Carmelo Anthony. Why would any team? Kyrie, why would any team want Carmelo Anthony? Okay? He's a team killer, coach killer, player killer, whatever. They get rid of him and suddenly Houston is winning, right? They suddenly have figured it all out without Carmelo Anthony. So here's the headline. Golden State Warriors could trade Draymond Green to Celtics for Al Horford and Terry Rozier. But then you got to get the last
one. Who said this?
Ready for this?
Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons,
your guy.
Suggest.
Oh, wait, no, hold on, stop.
My
he
guy?
Suggests. Okay, is this when all the
it's
all
not
these
a legitimate
guys,
story.
Is it when all these guys play GM?
Yeah.
You know what I would do?
Right.
It's like, you could do this on a random day in June. You know what I would do? I would take Tom Brady, and I would trade him for Jared Goff. Yeah, then I would get Brady. I mean, come on.
First of all, this is total fake news, okay? But that sites are actually putting this up. Golden State Warriors could trade Draymond Green to Celtics for Al Horford and Terry Rozier, Bill Simmons suggests. Okay? First of all, that's not a headline. That's Bill Simmons giving you his own opinion. This trade has not been talked about with either side, and I'm with Lou. If the Celtics can get Draymond Green for Al Horford and Terry Rozier, I'm doing it in a heartbeat. Let's do it.
Yeah, because I'm
going to do it.
Yeah,
none of it. Done.
Well, it would be interesting, right? Because it's like Al is what he is. He's a perfect fit. Whether he deserves $30 million or not, like doing what he's doing, that's for up for debate.
Role player.
But he is. So, I mean, what does Draymond Green come in here and play? Does he play the big? Does he play five? Not that Al could do it.
Get off Al Horford's
back.
Al
would love it out in Golden State. He could just stand at the top of the free throw line, back to the basket, and go, woof, Jackie Moon. Throw to me. Oh, I throw to you. I throw to you. I got you.
He would only get one touch,
though. I'll set a screen. Gotcha.
He would only get one touch.
And he'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
He'd be totally fine with it.
No, see, he would only be one. And Jackie, the real Jackie Moon actually gets it a three or four times. In that offense, he would get it once. He would give it up once, and that would be it.
I mean, listen, I don't know. It's make-believe, because now you're talking
it's make-believe.
About... listen, I'll admit that Al Horford does great things with this team. I mean, he has the role. He knows what his role is. It's beautiful. Again, you can question whether you can find someone else to do it or not, and I know that he does everything, nothing outstanding, but everything really well and great.
So,
I get it.
So why would
Draymond Green would be nice.
So why would the Warriors do this? This makes absolutely no sense. So he's on the books for this year and next year. At the end of this year, Durant is a free agent. Klay Thompson is a free agent. So, we already know that Durant has issues right now.
Yeah, but you know why.
With Draymond Green.
There's issues between Durant and Draymond. Okay, so if you're the Golden State Warriors, if you're looking at, like, your Bill Simmons going, okay, well, hey, you got problems with these two players. You got to trade Kevin Durant. Really? Trying to win a championship. Who am I going to get in return for Kevin Durant that's going to help me win a championship? Or I got to trade, okay, well, then you got to trade Draymond Green. Well, who would I trade away for? Well, a guy that would fit every role. You know, Mr. Team Player. Coach's dream.
The Swiss Army Knife himself.
A team that he's very familiar with.
That's
Al
just,
Horford.
That's just
well,
dumb.
So what
so we're just going through each scenario. You can't trade away Durant and still have your goal of winning, can you?
So do you think Draymond Green went to Steve Kerr and said, you know what, listen, it's him or me? Who do you think would have their bags packed first? Steve, Draymond Green, or Kevin Durant?
I think you should already know that because Draymond got suspended, didn't he?
Yeah.
They suspended Draymond, didn't they?
They did.
That's what you get for dribbling the ball down the court when Kevin Durant is asking for it.
That's what you get for questioning the guy that we need to stay here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're trying to court this guy, Draymond.
Yeah. But all Simmons is doing is he's trying to straighten out the Celtics. That's all he's doing because he's a fanboy.
Like the Prince of Darkness, right. The Overlord
that's
of,
you.
Of right. WEI.
Whatever. And, but they call
you
him,
are the,
by
you
the
are
way,
the
they,
grand poop on that.
Yeah,
you know that?
They call him in this piece the Picasso of the trade machine. That's
Ooh.
What Bill Simmons is called. The Picasso.
He's called that?
Who calls
yes.
him? He calls himself he, that?
Yeah.
This writer in this piece.
Oh, God.
It reads, the Ringer's Bill Simmons, who was considered the Picasso of the trade
but who
machine.
Who said that?
Has he ever predicted one?
Yeah. How many has he gotten right?
Recently posted a hypothetical trade deal on Twitter that would send Green and Sean Livingston to the Celtics in exchange for Al Horford and Terry Rozier. What are we talking about?
So,
here?
Again, I want to know if he's gotten anything right. So, if you're going to be the Picasso.
He's a fanboy.
Is that
so,
what it is?
Yeah, so he knows. He's like Lou. He probably deep down inside, he might say nice things and write nice things about Al Horford. But deep down inside, he knows that Draymond Green is a much better player. He brings more to the table.
Oh, bite your tongue.
So what he's doing is he wants to get Draymond Green to the Celtics because he's a fanboy. And he wants to be able
for
to
you,
do
For you, Lou Maloney.
Talking about fanboys, who is Connor McCrary?
Connor McGregor?
He writes for SB Nation, but apparently he follows the Toronto Raptors. So he does this thing, Toronto or
Maybe
Boston.
Maybe that's one of the guys that Rob Parker was talking about.
Who's really the deepest team in the East? The Raptors and Celtics can both come in waves. But 1 through 15, who's best? And so he breaks them down, and it's all breaking down into some idiotic metric. So he's one of those guys. He's like what
Vorp.
He's like, yeah.
What?
Vorp.
Value over replacement yeah. player.
He's like oh, what you see. Want to be now. One of these geeks that come
no,
up with
no,
idiotic
no.
statistics.
I do like the fact now that I'm
now.
Getting a lot of traction out of that one stupid
Vorp.
Stat I threw
Vorp,
out there.
Vorp used Vorp. To be a baseball stat. It still is.
It still
yeah,
is.
It sounds, like, it sounds like a baseball
so,
stat.
But here's the issue I have with it, and tell me if you guys have the same issue. So he's lining up the players. What he thinks is the number one player, number two, number three, number four for each one of the teams. And he's setting up the matchup. And then he's deciding who wins in the number one slot, number two, three through 15.
All right. So it's right away. You got to think it's Kyrie Irving versus Kawhi Leonard,
okay,
correct?
You're wrong.
What do you mean?
You're wrong. He's
so
got,
Kyrie's not the best player
nope,
in the Celtics?
Nope. He's got Kyle Lowry against Kyrie Irving, and he calls it dead even. First of all, I don't call that dead even. Second of all, I'm with you. Kawhi Leonard is Toronto's best player. Now, maybe because Kawhi's missed a couple games here in the last couple weeks, he's looking at it and he's saying he can't put him up there. But he says, I know this surprised me too, but Kyle has a higher career VORP.
Well, that tells you that takes all the credibility away from the number you're using.
Yes.
So Kyle Lowry's a better player has had a better career than Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Okay. Yep. See, once again, it's like, okay, so we're going to do an entire article based on a stat that says that Kyle Lowry's a better basketball player. Has had a better career than Kawhi Leonard?
Yes, that's what he's doing. It's stupid. It's foolish. Right, so then, but here, I'm going to get you right here, though.
So
number two.
So
we're going
Kawhi
to
Leonard
two.
Versus the second best player
in
the Celtics.
So you were right. Kawhi Leonard was number two in four.
Versus who? Tatum?
Kyle Lowry. Nope.
Hayward.
Nope. Oh, don't even say it. Please, don't say it.
Jalen.
Nope.
Don't say it.
Can Rozier. We take a break? Aaron Baines.
Nope. Baines. Yes, it's Baines,
Marcus,
Lou.
Marcus Smart.
No, it's Baines.
Morris.
It's Baines. It's Baines.
Nope.
Baines.
Al.
Baines.
You
got to
be kidding me.
Al?
It's Al. Best player in
it's
his
Al.
Team? God, you people.
It's Al.
What do you mean by you
okay,
people?
Oh, even better. Even better. You're going to love
you,
this.
You,
this
is what Horfordites.
This is what he
this
writes.
Guy, this guy even a Horfordite? He's from Toronto?
Al Horford might be the most underrated player in basketball.
In basketball at history.
In fact, I seriously considered ranking him first for the Celtics.
Should be. Best player
in the court. Because last year he had better VORP than Kyrie Irving had and has far more career VORP. So this stat is really stupid. So the career VORP of Al Horford is greater than Kyrie Irving's VORP.
There's not many Al Horfords out there, right? If there were, those teams would be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Sure.
Ultimately, I think it's fair to say that as Irving goes...
Hey, do you guys think if Al Horford went down and Kyrie Irving was healthy, they would have went to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Might have won it.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
Probably like Al, would have taken it.
But, yeah. I mean, how many people like Al Horford can take a team all the way to the NBA Finals? Right. Well, I mean, he did it all by himself and nothing to do with the kids at all. Listen, he's a huge role in it. But, you know, he took a team without Kyrie and took them to the finals. So if Al Horford went down and you had a healthy Kyrie Irving, you wouldn't be in the finals? Right. Wake up!
Don't underestimate people. The little things, Lou. You don't give that enough credit.
How can you hate on him?
There's leadership. There's picks. There's screens. There's making sure everybody knows what time the bus leaves. There's a shot at the top of the key.
Here's the good news. He actually gives the edge to Toronto of Kawhi Leonard over Al.
Really?
Yes. So that's the only thing
I
agree with.
How many points
do
you get for being underrated?
He's got Jason Tatum against Pascal Siakam as number three. Then he's got Gordon Hayward versus Danny Green, number four.
Based on what he's doing now?
Yeah.
Based on what Gordon's doing now?
Yeah, so in the end he takes the – yes. So, in the end, he takes these 15 players, and he comes up with Toronto wins 9.
Wait, hold on. He's got the Celtics' eighth best player on this roster is Jaylen Brown.
I saw that.
The eighth best.
And you want to know something?
The eighth,
he's not watching.
Hold on. The eighth best player
who's ahead of
on the Celtics, this guy has is Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown. He's got Marcus Morris, fifth. Marcus Smart, 6th. Rozier, 7th. And Jaylen Brown is 8th.
Okay, so can we just act like this? Again, no credibility whatsoever.
This guy's a Toronto guy.
He's got stats.
I'll give you the other one. Look at Toronto, 8th.
Well, here's the other thing.
Vliet, I know he's a bench player. I think he might be better than number 8.
Brown versus Van Vliet, edge Toronto. Okay, whatever. I mean, why are you not wasting my time?
It's so funny because
seriously, what are we doing?
Here's the best. Number 12, Yabusele against Norm Powell.
Okay. We're not hungry. Brad Wanamaker versus Lorenzo Brown.
Okay, so here he's got it. So there
website?
You have it. Here's
what website. Is
here's
this?
Your final score, SB Nation. Here's your final score.
Freaking
final score: Toronto 9, Boston 3, with 3 ties. So therefore, he says Toronto is the better and deeper team of the two teams.
So
they're definitely deeper than the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
It's a waste of our time. Can I get those 10 minutes back?
No, you can't.
They're gone. They're gone forever.
He's going to take some crappy call.
Let me go to Jay in Providence. Why are you calling Jay a crappy call?
I'm actually just
happy that breakdown is over. That was horrible.
Right?
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I think the whole Bill Simmons thing about the trade, it's not going to happen. There's no possibility. I think it's a horrible idea, only because when you break down the Celtics, you know, they're going to play good defensively. They're going to play good offensively eventually. They're going to be a lot better. Where they lack in as a team is rebounding. So them trading away Al Horford, I mean, even if it is for Draymond Green, and you're going to trade Terry Rozier, who is probably the best rebounding guard in the game, I think this team needs rebounding. They're not going to trade because it's
you. Wait a minute. You wouldn't do that deal if you were Boston?
No, I mean, not if we're going to try to win the finals this year. If we're looking at this year to win the finals, I wouldn't trade Al Horford.
Well, wait a minute. They're only borrowing Rozier, so you're not. It's not like you're sending Terry Rozier for the next 4 years to Golden State. You're basically, they're borrowing him, right? And you're going to get Draymond Green for 2 years?
I don't know.
Has he been pretty good in the postseason?
I don't know the numbers. I would love to get rid of Al's contract, and I don't know what Draymond's contract is. I don't know the numbers, but what I'm trying to say is if we're going to play Golden State at the beginning of this year, we were predicted, I was predicting, we would play Golden State in the finals. I want to trade Al Horford to Golden State Warriors.
Why?
How much sense does that make?
You're getting Draymond Green. I hate to say it, Bill Simmons is totally making this up because he's a fanboy, and he's doing it to benefit the Boston Celtics because he's a freaking
like
fanboy.
I'd like to see Draymond Green mix in with this unit. Now, to answer your question, Al Horford's making 29 this year and 30 next year. Draymond Green's making 17 this year and 18 next year.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. But, you know, I mean, those are great. That's 12. A great exchange. But I think if we're going to try to win the championship this year, I would stick with Horford. The system.
Why?
So you don't think you can win with Draymond Green?
Draymond Green's a better player.
I'm sorry. I think that our chances of winning is greater with Horford, who's been in the system for years.
I honestly don't see what the difference would be between the two.
Oh, there's a difference. Oh, come on.
You guys don't give Al enough credit.
Come on. No, we don't.
The thing is, you guys are Al haters.
No, Draymond Green.
He's the most underrated player on this team. And actually, not the team, the NBA. Yeah. And you just think that what he does is easy.
I think, honestly, with the amount of four shooters that he has around him, like Al, as far as spreading the floor and moving guys around, I think Draymond Green underneath. I think you need somebody to battle defensively and get some rebounds. I think you're good.
I know.
I don't think you need him on the perimeter as much as you do now. The perimeter's pretty clogged up right now with all these guys shooting.
I would not do this trade. I definitely would keep Al. Keep Al. This is stupid. Why would you take Draymond Green over? I'm not playing anything.
You're just trying to play the game.
I was trying to be Mutt.
Yes, defensive player of the year?
I was trying to stir the pot. Didn't work.
Where's that Wicked Witch or the Good Witch? Where the hell is she today?
Oh, I got a new song for those guys.
Oh, good. I need her again.
I got a new one.
I mean, to me, this is Bill Simmons who, you know, is fanboy number one, is sitting there going, oh, please, please, trade Draymond Green to the Celtics. I mean, it's never going
what
to happen.
What do you think Draymond Green would be, though? Like, think about it. Draymond Green has had the unbelievable luck of being on one of the greatest teams of all time.
He's a good
player. Is he a great player because of that team? Or if you remove him and put him on another team, is he as successful? Is he as productive? I say no.
I think he's an intimidating player. I think he's smart. I think he's an intimidating force. I love him.
He's a different player, right? I mean, they're different style players.
Yeah, but he's like one of those guys.
When people start talking about Al Horford being like top, you know, all defensive team, this guy is a legit, you know, defensive player of the year award guy.
Give me a team that is really close. Okay, give me a team that is. I wouldn't even say Philly now. Maybe Milwaukee. If you put Draymond Green, you have the choice: Draymond Green or Al Horford to make that a difference to push that team over
Draymond
to the
Green's,
next level.
Draymond Green,
you're taking Draymond
brings
Green
more to the table. He's a better player. He's a better player.
Taking Al,
oh 4 years God. Younger.
Taking Al. I'm talking about one Al. Year. 1 year.
Well, for how much? $30 million?
The haters.
No, I'm not talking. Forget about contract.
Same amount of money.
Trust me. Abby, and Drape, and all
Call
of the
Abby.
All of the people, all of the Green Teamers.
I think you guys don't respect them. I think you give them no respect.
No, they sit there and say until he gets traded.
Right. They sit there and say all the great things about Al. If that trade were to happen, they would fall in love in about 6.5 minutes.
They did the same thing with this guy. You know what the worst problem, like the biggest dilemma for the Green Teamers, people that follow this team, is when they threw out the idea and they didn't know if it was going to backfire or not, but the whole Kyrie for Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they loved Isaiah, but yet they weren't sure. Maybe he's coming back.
Yep.
They don't know if he passed that physical. So none of them spoke the truth. None of them are willing to tell you exactly what they thought while it was in transition. They didn't know what was going to happen. Because all of them felt like you should have had Kyrie Irving. They would have taken Kyrie over Isaiah Thomas. But none of them wanted to say that in case Isaiah came back. Once it was official, then they would finally speak the truth. So it's the same thing here with Al. Would you do Al for Draymond? Absolutely not. I'd love Al Horford.
You're
they
crazy.
Announced the trade. What a great trade.
They're crazy.
Draymond's a better player. It's just the way they do it. They don't want to tell the truth because they don't want to piss anybody off.
So you're over there with them over in NBC Sports Boston.
Not just them. It's good. Everybody.
I know, but a bunch of them hang out over there at that place behind closed doors.
Props to Lou, though.
Do they say a little differently? Do they talk a little, with a different accent? Do they say different stuff?
I don't know, talk to them that much.
No, you don't.
He keeps to himself. He's that lone wolf. Yeah. He's over there, lone wolf all by himself.
No, a lot of times when they play games, they don't have their shows.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
You're stuck with DJ Bean.
Right. So it's not like, you're not over there. Like, you know what I mean? They don't have shows.
Yeah. Get me.
I'm not over there after anything.
Oh, they would.
What do you do? If you ever been in like an elevator with DJ Bean all by yourself?
Listen, I was with him last night.
What do you do?
He opened up the show and we were in studio watching this and he looks like an extra in Anchorman. You know, the gang fight, like on the streets?
Yeah. It's like he's got the Triton.
I was waiting for him to come out of with a chain in his hand. And, you know, and I was just like
look at him. Like a 2x4 with a nail in it.
Yeah, what's he doing right now?
Milk was a bad choice.
That's Mutt. Next week, Mutt's coming with a chain
He's really obsessed with that pencil thin mustache too.
Well, that's what
it
I was
makes
looking
him look
for.
Like the biggest perv.
But it's not just that.
It's so
when your
it's
stash,
so cheesy.
Hey, when your stash goes like below your bottom lip, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the handlebar.
What is up?
With the slicked hair back.
That's what I told him.
Looks like he's like extra an Anchorman.
I know. I guess he's trying to be different, but it is not working.
It's not working.
It's not working at all. Shave it. Shave it off. Give yourself a Baines haircut. If you want to go crazy and be different, do that. And then, you know, then maybe, you know, like Lou will play along in your after-school play.
What's up with this Daniel Tice haircut? So he cuts it, and then whatever stubble is left, he, like, bleaches it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he got a problem with that?
That's a strange look.
B-Rabbit.
It's a really strange
look. I saw a bunch of guys on the sideline today with colored their hair.
Well, Yabusele, I think he's got a different color hair. And, of course, Smart always has had that. That look.
So it's, you know, you got to keep it fresh. You know, everybody's not old like you. And you're just got to set in your ways.
Look at you.
I shaved my head.
It's still hair, though.
But at least I changed it up. Like Lou, a crazy night for Lou is him trimming his beard. Trimming his beard. Not shaving it off.
Something wrong with a neatly trimmed beard?
He trimmed his beard. And I didn't even recognize him.
I know my wife didn't either.
I was like,
she kind of likes me. Probably likes makes me feel like she's kind of cheating on me.
Yeah. None of us are used to it.
Get this other guy, you know,
weird.
I like walked right by him in the stairwell. I was like, "What's up, man?" I was like, "Oh, hey, Lou."
No, I wish I had hair like you. We were talking about it. I could wear a baseball hat, could wear a winter hat, and then just take it off, and no big deal.
Did you hear what
But
he
my
said?
Hair is too nice.
You save a lot of money on product.
Yeah, my hair is too nice. It's too good.
So what? Off the air. Off the air, why did you tell us the other day that you want to do something about it?
Well, I want more.
You wanted to hook up with
it
one of
like
these
a
guys
drive-in movie right now. I want the gaps filled in. Yeah, I want the gaps filled in.
Did you guys see the picture they used for Mutt and Callahan?
No.
The promo?
No.
Mutt's gut hair, Jerry doesn't.
Wait, what?
It's back. They have a picture of Mutt.
Oh my God, please retweet it.
It's the picture of Mutt back when he had hair. And it's a picture of Jerry back when he did not have hair. So now Jerry has hair. Mutt does not anymore. So you're like, who are these
two
guys?
That is some lazy imaging.
Hold on, and we wonder why.
How lazy is the imaging?
And we wondered why Jerry didn't show up.
Have you seen?
Jerry was so excited for this new Mutt Callahan show that he took an unscheduled day off.
Oh, man.
Did you see?
It's a personal day.
Our imaging for our show is obviously the first picture
I took
here.
When he's sucking it up and puffing up the chest?
His picture is so old.
Captain America.
No, not Captain America from Fenway. Dun-dun. Old picture. And you look washed out. You look like you're sick.
Plus, the other thing with that is I had red hair. I've never had red hair in my life.
Since when are you a ginger?
I've never had ginger. I've never had red hair ever in my life. And that picture has it. They must have changed the coloring of it.
I tell you
it's
what.
Goofy.
And it's the same. Yeah.
So who does this stuff?
Yeah.
Who are the people that put this
together?
Can we
kind of give a different font here?
Mutt's hairline kind of looks like they took a Sharpie.
Isn't it?
No, you know that stuff you can spray?
And now Callahan's got hair.
Spray stuff?
Why
did you use that?
No, I'm not thinning out up top. Yeah, I'm thinning out up front. Shut up.
So spray it. Nobody will know the difference.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Spray the front of
it. Okay, sorry. I don't have a lovely head of hair like you.
We're going to hook you up.
I'm looking for a hair doctor.
You do.
At this very moment.
Once you get the guy that worked on Mutt.
What? He actually had work done? I don't want that guy.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Then you have a quarterback who, you know, this season said, I'm doing it different. been valuable for me to be around this team and around my teammates and to spend an inordinate amount of time preparing for the season. But this year, I owe it to my family, and I'm going to do that. And that's fine, but if all those other years it was a tipping point for him to spend that time, and if he doesn't spend it this year, we have to look at that and say, well, maybe that's part of the reason he's a little wild high on some throws that you normally see him, you know, just dot the I on.
So you are the belief that if he had been around in the
1,000%.
Spring?
Wow. Tommy Curran last night on with Dickerson.
1,000%.
So there's a bunch of stuff we can look at. We can look at the injury. Certainly, you can look at this last game. Trent Brown was not right. There was no Shaq Mason. Lou brought it up. They've gone into games where you got wide receivers as your prime running back. I mean, there have been all sorts of issues where Tom's playing with different guys. Gordon just gets here, and he's got to figure out the system. But Tom Curran thinks that one of the issues, and he started the whole premise by saying, Brady is not what he was last year. Well, I think everybody would agree with that. He was the MVP last year. He's nowhere close to that guy.
True.
And to me, most of it is stuff around him. Not that he's totally exempt from blame here, but a lot of it is the stuff around him, and he is healthy. But Tommy Curran actually thinks skipping the OTAs in the offseason is a factor for what we're seeing here 10, 11 weeks into the NFL season.
So, all right, so I heard that. Excuse me.
How'd you think of it?
And I'm sitting there going, okay, so out of the guys that would have benefited from Brady being there during the offseason, out of those guys, who are still on the team?
Yeah, those
right?
guys are
so
all gone.
So my point is like, so all the guys that really would have benefited from it, those guys are not even on the team.
Maybe they would have made the team.
Okay? Yeah, no. It wasn't going to happen. So the guys that really didn't need, what, seven sessions of 7-on-7 on air, those guys didn't need it. Hogan didn't need it. Edelman didn't need it. Dwayne Allen didn't need it. Gronk didn't need it. Hollister didn't need it. Dorsett didn't need it. Got it in camp. Those guys are fine. They're on the team. All the other guys that I guess could have gotten something out of it, they weren't going to make the team anyways. Either you're an older guy. Like, who's Eric Decker? Come on. What are we doing here? This has Kenny Britt, Mitchell. All these guys were not going to be on the team. And if you think that that was a different, that would have made the difference, you're out of your freaking mind. And what are we doing? We're in like week 12 or something like that. That's nothing to
week
do
11.
With it.
Well, that,
11,
that's,
sorry.
I would say this. I agree with you. I think early on in the year, there was other reasons, right? No Edelman. Sonny Michel was hurt. Whatever. Say what you want. But I thought early in the year is when you would see that. To say that's the reason why in week 10, I don't agree. But I do agree, and I don't know if you can put your finger on it. I feel like what was Tom Brady as prepared this year as he's been in the past to play this year?
What do you mean? Was he?
Well,
as
I'm
prepared?
For,
yes.
He says for 16, 17,
all right, hold on, sorry.
For 18
you know
years.
Technically, you are correct. No, he was not because okay. If he would have got, he would have been more prepared. Even though it would have been a small tick,
well, whatever
uptick,
it is,
he would have been yes,
fine. But have they thrown it down our throats before about how valuable that off-season program
yeah, so here
is?
We go back into this discussion,
right? So I'm just saying, you can't for years spout out how important that is, and that's the difference between winning and losing. And throw it in as one of, not the reason, but, you know, one of them, you know, we do this well, we do that well, we do this well, you know, the off season, man, we work, we prepare, we're at this thing early. All those things matter. All those things count. And then just sit there and say, you know what? I'm not going to do it this year. Like, you know, I don't think it affects the reason why it happened against Tennessee, but, yeah, you can sit there and say things are different.
So
they're different. That's all. They were different.
They sound like hypocrites when they talk about it in that manner, Lou. You're right about that. And that before they were saying, hey, you learn a lot. You gain a lot from that stuff. But I think that that aspect of it might have been overrated when it comes to a veteran.
I think we're past it
a
now,
season,
though.
A seasoned veteran quarterback. I don't buy it.
See, to me, it's more of a.
And hold, on, your... hold on. And if anything. He's healthier right now than most seasons.
Well, I think it was valid. I think it was valid though, because I don't care how much of a veteran he is. It's not like a pitcher takes time off or a hitter takes time off and says, "Whatever, when I come back, I just got to throw the ball." I don't care how much of a veteran he is or what he's been through. He had new people all around him.
Yeah, but he all just around
that are affecting that are affecting. No, no, no.
Didn't last.
I'm not. You're missing it. I'm not talking about now. I said back then it was valid. I believe back then it was valid.
So do you believe
a concern?
Okay,
because there was new bodies around him everywhere.
Legit. So some of those guys might have made the team if they
were
able to form a connection with Brady.
No,
I don't know.
No,
if they
I will say I think if you really want to take a walk down memory lane, since that's kind of what we're doing today, since we're last day in this building. There is a buy-in factor that I think I kind of glossed over. Because I remember being in similar situations as him. I got older. I was like, you know what? I'm just tired. I don't want to go, period. I don't want to be in that building.
What happens when you look up and you see Tom there?
The truth is, this lays the foundation for the start of training camp.
I'm comparing myself to him. Like, I can do that, right? He's not like God, right? He doesn't walk on water.
How dare you?
I'm not going to get sniped out when I walk out of the building.
How dare you?
But there is I guarantee you, let's say he plays 4 more years, he will be there. This every single opportunity he has, he'll be in this building.
I'm not sure about that.
Because there needs to be a reinvestment. There needs to be a new investment of just time.
What if he just liked what he did this offseason?
Hold on.
I think there needs to be. You need to reinvest.
He's not doing that.
I bet you he does.
I bet you.
What if he doesn't?
I think he will.
No, I think
people are saying this whole. I think you do it once and you kind of like tell mama, listen, hey, I gave you last year. Listen, if I'm going out, I'm going out fighting.
Oh, I think you're
going
to be wrong about
this. No, he's going to be there. His kid. And the other thing is, kids, lock it in.
Yeah,
keep it. Okay, he will be here during the.
He
will make. Yes, he will. There will not be this whole. I'm not going to. The man
taking
the
kids to Carnival and Brazil.
Well, let me ask you this.
No, I think you will.
Let me ask you this, because you downplay the importance of him showing up at OTAs. So then why is it so important that he does it next year?
No, I think based on where he's at in his career, I think you allow yourself to give yourself a day off. When I say a day off, I mean a whole offseason. I think you just get worn out by it, and you need to walk away from it. Like, it's like a healing process. It's therapeutic.
Just one, you get one off season. So next year he's got to get back to
work. I would say you've done it already, right? You check that box off.
Yeah.
You know, you reinvested time with your family. Okay, listen. And then he said, listen, hey, baby, this is what I do for a living, right? Okay, so you kind of have to suck it up and deal with it. This is why I put food on the table. Oh, wait, honey, baby, I make more money than you.
Makes more money.
My bad.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You know what? I am not going to go.
No, because it's interesting. You're talking like this that he should be there next year. What if he's not?
I said he will be.
Okay, what if he's not?
Well, then that's a problem.
You know when he will be?
But it wasn't a problem this offseason.
No, because based on – I'm basing it on – listen, I'm not taking everything into – I think last year, I think it was probably a lot taxing on him emotionally, physically. I think kind of wore him out. I think he got to the point where I was like, dude, I just got to get away.
Appreciation.
And for whatever reason, I think that was like a healing. I need to do this for
personally,
us.
Personally, I think that this year.
Like Tuukka Rask.
Okay, yeah. But I think this year, he's going to get extra time off anyways.
They're going to get eliminated early. So if they get eliminated early. No, if they get eliminated early, I think that's a factor.
You know what's
so
eliminated
the
early?
Last 2 years.
2 weeks.
So
honestly, maybe three.
So he'll be able to sell
out. 3 weeks.
He'll be able to sell out to mama, be able to say, listen, you know, we got extra time. We get 2 or 3 extra weeks or whatever.
I love you.
But when you go the full distance, and they've gone the full distance the last 2 years, that becomes taxing. So right. So if they do that again, Christian, I think he's going to take his time.
I
he's going to spend time
like
with the family again.
You guys, this is like driving us all insane. Like, this is literally driving
me crazy. I like it.
I know, because when I sit there, when I get caught up in it, and I get sucked into the vortex, and as soon as I, like, wake up,
next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God, he's got to be at OTAs.
Yeah.
Because if he's not, he's not committed anymore.
I think it's overrated. Overrated. Ben Roethlisberger was the other quarterback that missed time at OTAs.
Yep, and how's his year going?
He's fine. He's been doing
but
okay.
It's less about an issue.
Let me go to Raphael. He's in Vermont. Go ahead, Raphael. Raphael.
Okay. Yeah, I think he hung up on you.
Yeah, he don't like you.
He heard your voice.
That was the thing. I don't like Ordway.
Just put him on hold for the Three Amigos Monday morning.
Are you even feeling like you're getting sick? I feel like I'm getting sick.
Why?
No.
It's the mic. It's this mic sock. It's the nastiness on the wall.
We get a few more hours. You only got a couple more hours. We get the hell out of this building.
What do you think the ventilation's like down there?
Huh? In the basement? Good.
In here,
there's no windows.
Here.
The first floor.
There's no windows.
There is a window.
There's no windows.
It's a skinny window.
I don't see any.
Yeah, it's a skinny window.
Those are air compressors out there.
Do they open?
Those are for the air conditioning. Open for what?
Just open. Get some fresh air once in a while. You don't like fresh air?
I tell you what. If there's a window in that studio, Minahan will find a way of getting in there between the hours of 10 and 2. Mm. That's what will be a problem.
To rescue them.
Yeah. All right. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
WEEI.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, you think, God, it's just an OTA in the springtime and it's not that important. The truth is, this lays the foundation for the start of training camp. And if you have a good training camp, it usually means a good start to the season. So everything ends up having some significance to it. And you're just not out here running plays and, going through different things that aren't going to mean anything. And we're out here trying to get a lot of things accomplished.
You know, when it worked for him, it worked for him. And when it didn't, and he wanted to spend more time with his family, I get it. You're up there in age now. Your kids are getting to the point now where, you know, you're spending more time with them and more things you can do with your kids as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, when they get out of school at 3.
Exactly. So there was more stuff for him. So I'm not sure I buy into the Curran's whole thing about OTAs. I think at the beginning of the season, maybe I say that's a factor. At the beginning of the season, he's a few weeks behind. And your point, had they kept any of the guys they had in the summertime, maybe it would have been a factor. A bigger factor may be some of these injuries and guys who are simply not playing up to a certain level. Now, the one area I can look at, and if you look at players that have overachieved so far this season, I would say that one of the biggest concerns we had, we talked about it, and some people thought it was the biggest concern they had going into the season, was left tackle, because you had Matt Light, and then you had Nate Solder, and you've had nobody else occupy that spot. Trent Brown has vastly overachieved. He is a legitimate starting left tackle in the National Football League.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. I guess I don't think he's a great left tackle.
Does he get the job done?
I think he has base for this offense. He's more than capable, with a
Tom Brady as quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think he's
more than
capable.
Because everything we're doing
capable.
Is with Tom Brady as quarterback.
No, you need more offense.
Right, you need more if you didn't
great
have Tom
find.
Brady.
Yeah, he works. You're not sitting there worrying about him. He doesn't get beat a lot. And if he does, he doesn't whiff on blocks. He's good.
So how many guys have really overachieved and taken it to the next level here?
I don't know. I can't really come up with it. I was talking with Andy Hart last night. We had this discussion over at NBC. And he asked a question, like, how many guys have overachieved on this team? And this is the root of it. This is the issue, right? How many? And, you know, you can look at, I think Trent Brown is obviously one of them, right?
Left he may tackle. Be the most obvious.
Probably number one.
Yeah.
Would it be James White? Even though you thought he was a great player.
Boy.
Is he out of control? He's basically a wide receiver, isn't he?
Yeah, I see you give it to him.
I would say this, you've expanded his role over what he's been the last couple of years, but that might be an issue for you right now because you couldn't do that. It didn't work in Tennessee.
And for me personally, I would have to say Julian Edelman.
Yes.
Because I was harping on the whole thing that I don't think you're going to see, the Julian Edelman coming back. You know, I expected to see more of the Wes Welker, type of year, just not the same. And I don't know if you can say that about him. So I would probably say, I would probably say Julian Edelman.
And the other thing is, I would even say, all right, so of the free agents, of the guys brought in to help this team, who stood out to you?
I think Jason McCourty, after a rough start, is a legitimate starting cornerback. So let's do it this way. I know they're twins. I know they look exactly like each other. McCourty has overachieved. Jason has. Devin has underachieved this year.
Okay, fine.
He's a great player. He's not having a great season.
Yeah, but look at, Adrian Claiborne. Wow, that guy looked good in the preseason. What has he done?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Danny Shelton.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's getting fatter. Right. Look, I saw him run. I'm like, dude, you got to stop eating so much. Like, you can't move. Give me another one.
Did you say Patterson?
I would say overachieved.
I would, because for me, I didn't think
he was going to make the team.
No, kick
no,
return.
No, what I mean, he's been sure so valuable to this team.
I mean, just for a game or two when he filled in at running back. Okay? Yes. So is that it? Is that because, one game, two games when he was a running back? Because when Sonny Michel comes back, he goes right back to kick returns and the occasional one jet sweep a game, then I'm going to sit there and say, no.
But he's so valuable. Like, you found out how valuable he is. No matter what you thought his ceiling was, you realized,
when you were desperate.
Dwayne Allen.
Oh, no.
I can't go there. He's who I thought he was, actually. No, okay. I'm kidding. I kid a lot. But, right.
He's a
but
blocker.
When you look,
he's a blocker.
Kyle Van Noy.
He's a good blocker.
Kyle Van Noy.
I think he's been pretty good.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I think he's Dante Hightower.
Depending week to week, there are weeks we've looked at him and said, boy, he looks slow.
I agree.
And other weeks he looks pretty good. And last week was not a good week for him.
And then Gilmore, other than the one game last week,
Gilmore's
been
terrific.
Awesome.
But not an overachiever. You expected going into the season, he was one of the best corners in the league. He's been exactly that with a bad week this past week.
But the problem for me is that I think Trent Brown is one that I think is legit. You know, and if you're going to put James White and Julian Edelman there, then that's one reason why I tell you they are so dependent on their top talent. Because in years past, you've come out and said, who's overachieved? You'd say, well, Chris Hogan. You know, you throw in a guy like Malcolm Butler.
Next man up.
But I'm just saying, there would be a third option out of the backfield, a third option at wide receiver. You know, there would be another running back, Deion Lewis. You know, there would be guys that are really impacting this offense. So when we say who is overachieved, and you say James White and Danny and Julian Edelman, you'd say, okay, this team desperately needed both of those guys to be good. The problem is that no one else has.
No one else has stepped up.
But I mean, you're going to go Josh Gordon?
But you know what, Lou? That's one
you
reason.
You should, because you thought his best case scenario was going to be 20 catches.
He's exceeded. Here's the problem. He's becoming a problem, though. Okay, so fine. So maybe he's an issue.
Yeah, but he's becoming an issue because they're reliant on him, and we never thought that was going to be the case. But that's the problem I have with sitting here and trying to beat the crap out of Tom Brady. I understand Brady is not playing at the same level he played at last year or some of the years he's played in the past. On the other hand, he had no Edelman for the first four games. He's had no Gronk. He's had Gronk in and out. Gronk's played out there injured. He did not have – think of what they would be if you had an Amendola, if you had a Cooks, if you had some of these guys. And right now, Chris Hogan is not doing Chris Hogan things.
Nope.
I don't know what things he's doing.
Is that Chris Hogan's fault?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
That doesn't.
So is it Brady's fault? You tell me. Because why wouldn't Brady, who was always thrown to the open receiver, suddenly decide, I'm not throwing the ball
candy.
To Chris Hogan, and
eye
I'm going to throw the ball just to Gordon?
Eye candy.
It's, what do you mean,
he's,
candy? What
you know,
mean?
Josh Gordon, and, you know, you're dancing with your girl, hanging out. You're, oh, man, this is so much
Brady's
fun
never done this before.
Next thing you know, Josh Gordon walks in a bikini. You're like, whoa. I'm going to go dance with her.
Wait a minute.
That's what it is.
Wait
you go,
a minute.
And then you
wait
start going, this girl's crazy.
But you're telling me that she was crazy coming into
nuts.
The situation. But you're the one that told us all along. I don't care what Brady's telling you, that he's smart and that Gordon does this and Gordon does that. They're lying. It's all
but,
lies.
But
so
the,
why would Brady throw the ball for the eye candy if she's not that smart?
See, my whole thing is like you needed. Everybody knew you to me going into the year. You needed James White. You needed Julian Edelman. You needed Gronk, and you're not getting Gronk. You know, so if Gronk wasn't going to be there, then you needed Sony Michel to be healthy. You know, then you needed whether it be Rex Burkhead. Well, you needed Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, Patterson as a wide receiver. Gordon came in here late as a wide receiver. I guess Gordon, you could sit there and say, okay, I don't know what your expectations were of him, but nobody else has stepped up other than the high talent stuff that you expected to or you desperately needed to.
Christian, they went into a game this year without a legitimate running back, okay? At least last year they had, Bolin? They had other guys they could throw in there if you're really desperate. They went into a game where they took a wideout and said, "You're going to be our featured running back today, and we're going to try to hide the position." So why would anybody expect under those conditions that Tom Brady was going to have an MVP season?
I think
when he hasn't had these.
You know, everyone saw
him.
Gordon and they said, "Wow, look at this guy! You know, low number of snaps and look what he's doing. Imagine once he gets a full workload, he's going to be unbelievable."
The
well,
Browns
then you gave him a full workload
him.
And he can't handle the full workload. He's lazy. He's a la-di-da route runner.
I love that.
Okay,
la-di-da.
So
do you think that Tom Brady's had the same weapons this year as he's always had?
As far as what do you mean? As far
in
as
in the past?
No.
I had this discussion with Felgi last night. I don't understand what
he's
even talking
about. What is he saying?
About.
Like that he does?
Yes. He's been around
maybe on paper
like this before,
no
and I'm
way.
Sitting there saying,
reputation.
Okay, right now there was a lot of questions early. 3 weeks ago, he sat there and said, "Okay, things are starting to come together." You know, I even said there's a chance 3 or 4 weeks from now we could be talking about maybe the best weapons he's had. If you have Gronk and Edelman and Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Gronk took 2 steps back.
And Michelle and White, you sat there and said, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot
and
of
then
weapons.
All of a sudden out of nowhere, there's no Michelle, there's no Gronk. You know, all of a sudden Gordon, you're sitting there going,
not feeling
can't
it.
Catch the ball. Like okay. You know, and so I'm looking at it going, there's no chance. He said better weapons than this before.
No question.
He said Deion Lewis for 3 years. No, I know he's in and out, but then he can give the ball to Blunt. I mean, you could sit there and say what you want, but he had his moments. You always had James White. You had Amendola, or you had Edelman out there. Then Edelman wasn't there, but you had 16, 14 games of Gronk. So it's like Cooks, another one. Martellus Bennett. Like, and
yeah.
It's not even close. I'm not saying Brady's been perfect, but
you're right.
He has not. It's deteriorating around him.
Yeah, but you're right when you said we thought maybe in a couple of weeks he'd have all his weapons. So what are we doing
backwards?
So what are we doing here in week 11? We're doing the same thing. Will Sony Michel, when you get through the bye week, will he be healthy? Will Gronk be healthy? Will they be able to work this past week? You were talking about this with Belichick, Christian. Will they work this week with Chris Hogan to try to figure out how they can get something out of Chris Hogan? Are they going to get all these guys back? If they do, Lou, then suddenly Brady doesn't have to depend on throwing the ball.
Are they going
to
have
with a
Cannon,
catch radius well, somewhere around Josh Gordon?
Are they
going to
have Cannon, Shaq Mason, Trent Brown?
Shaq Mason has been practicing.
Shaq.
Right. He has been practicing.
But I'm just saying, you know, there's big pieces there. And this is one thing early in the year. You're worried about the weapons. Worry about the weapons. If you remember, I wasn't necessarily worried about the weapons. I was worried about the depth and how they could not afford injuries, which you have to count on in this league. So now you've got one with Gronk. You got one with Sony Michel. And you're looking at going, we can't run the football.
Yeah.
And we can't really throw the football. Well, can we?
No.
You know, so it's just
no,
with no threat of the run.
Right. You have guy with a nameplate on his locker. That's all you have. That's why, Felger's just playing the contrarian role. I just don't believe that they have the same personnel.
Again, he wants to put it all on Brady, but yeah, I can't.
Right.
I mean,
it's easy.
I'm not
it's
saying
easy.
He doesn't deserve
he
like,
does.
No blame. No,
he does.
Of course,
he deserves
right. blame.
Right. But all of it, when he doesn't have the personnel out there, I'm looking
doesn't
at the
matter. He doesn't have the Aaron Rodgers get-out-of-jail-free card.
It's unbelievable.
That's what it is.
He's got the
There's
talent. Aaron Rodgers has got the talent. He's waiting for that moment. That
I
moment's coming.
The fifth.
Okay. Mike Lombardi will join us at 4:30 today. He, for some reason, suddenly thinks the Patriots suck, too. We'll get into all of that and your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937.